What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another movie review. Yes, welcome to Movie Talk with Mike. Don't forget, I'm available on iTunes now. If you search that, Movie Talk with Mike. And of course, if you don't have iTunes, you can always go check out audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. So, what I'm talking about today is, as I look at my computer, got my chance to check out a new horror comedy, you could say. It was voted top 10 horror comedy of the 21st century by Horror Flick News, and the top 10 Bigfoot movies of the 21st century by Dread Central. The movie is called Love in the Time of Monsters. It's available on video on demand, DVD everywhere. It stars an array of different people, which I'll talk about in just a few. But I had a chance to see it, man. And it is just as crazy as the trailer. If you're into, like, horror, crazy, fun, bloody movies, you should check this movie out. Don't even bother watching the trailer. Because I think I watched some of it. I think if I remember, I watched a little bit of it. And I was like, no, I gotta wait. And then after watching it, I'm so glad I did, because at the end, it just goes completely bonkers. And you're like, what the hell are those? And are those things flying? It's just insane. So the movie is about two girls at a very young age who are with their parents on a family vacation. And within probably the first minute, almost less than 2 minutes, something happens. A tragic accident happens to their father. I know some of y'all are like, spoiler, whatever. It's like 2 minutes of the movie, so it doesn't make a difference. Plus, you, whatever, shut up. So something happens, and it's crazy how it happens. And then it just fast forwards to 15 years later, where these same two girls are going to this camp. It's kind of like a resort. They're surprising one of the girl's boyfriends who's working there, and it's kind of like a vacation, and it's just supposed to be a fun little thing. Once they get there, they realize there's the resort, and then their friend actually manages it. It's just, who I happen to like, I can't remember her name, but I like the girl that actually, is like the manager of the resort. But fast forward. So something happens where they roll up on this toxic lake pond, they don't know it is a person. Okay, let me rewind it, because I'm trying not to give too much away without spoiling it. So in the movie, you realize that these guys, the main guy who is the boyfriend of the girl, he is working part time as a person who wears the Bigfoot outfit. And basically, you know, Bigfoot is been seen around here. So they basically dress up like Bigfoot and kind of scare people. And it's like a Bigfoot tour and all that stuff. So him and his friends are dressed up as Bigfoot. Something happens where they fall into this water. Little do they know, this water contains some type of toxic super contamination, toxic Avenger stuff. And the guys turn into like zombies, but not zombies, but toxic zombie cannibalistic. Yeah, okay, you get what I'm talking about. But the cool thing about it is that these guys are now these creatures, and then they somehow know to put on their Bigfoot face masks, and then they go around killing people. Now, I know it sounds stupid to some of y'all, and I'm not talking to you guys. I'm talking to the people that appreciate this kind of stuff. It's hilarious. It's just funny. It's a fun watch. All hell breaks loose, y'all. Not only do the guys become toxic semi-Bigfoot zombies, but some of the creatures in the forest. And that's all I'm going to say. But it's hilarious. It's a fun watch. I don't think my wife would watch it. When I started telling her about it, she was like, yeah, that's just not me. That's all you. I thought it was a fun watch. It stars a bunch of different people, which I was surprised, because every time I was watching it, I was like, oh, I've seen it. I mean, they got some good stuff in here. This guy named Doug Jones. Some of y'all probably know him from Hellboy and different movies like that. Crimson Peak that just recently came out. What else? Pan's Labyrinth. But yes, he's in this movie. He plays a scientist. So it was cool seeing him. My favorite, Kane Hodder. Some of y'all know him and some of y'all don't. I know him. Jason Voorhees. He is the, to me, he's like, oh, that's one guy that, yeah, he's just awesome. If you've seen Hatchet, the Hatchet series, he plays Victor Crowley in this also. So Kane Hodder's in this movie, which was cool because I thought in the beginning when I was watching it, he wasn't going to be in it that long, but he's like throughout the whole movie. And he's really... He's waiting to see him. This is crazy. And then there's another guy, Michael McShane. Some of y'all, he plays the guy that owns it, Slavko. He is, I think he was like a Russian dude who owns this resort. But anyways, you probably have seen him. I recognized him from Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves with Kevin Costner. I think he plays Friar Tuck. I think that's what it was. So he's in this movie. And then while I was watching the movie, I was definitely tweeting during the movie. If you follow me on Twitter at MikeMovieGuy, I was like, there's a lot of eye candy in this. So yeah, so there's some old school. When I say old school, Shawn Weatherly, I'm looking at her little bio here, Miss USA and Miss Universe in the same year. Whoa, she's a scream queen. She's been in, and I say old school because I am a big fan of Baywatch. So she was in Baywatch. She was also in Police Academy 3 and Dukes of Hazzard. So she's in this movie. Another person who definitely stood out to me the most, Heather Rae Young. Yeah, she was Playmate the month of February 2010 in Playboy. Yeah, she's pretty pretty nice on the eyes. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I did a little Google search. Yeah, so what? There's another chick in here who I liked. She was funny. Her real name is Jenna Shaw. She plays the sister who's pretty much like the party animal, but it kind of has some commitment issues, but I found her funny in the movie. She's been in different stuff. Of course, The Vampire Diaries. I didn't know that. There was another person. Her name was, Carla, who's the girlfriend of who's visiting the boyfriend who works there. I think her name is Marissa Skull. I hope I said that right. She's been, I didn't know this, Mariska Skull has, honed her horror chops in such movies as Slumber Party Slaughter and the television show Dexter. She was cool too. She was on the Scream Queens reality show as well. So, I mean, you got some cool people in this. I really liked it. You know, I mean, there are times where I watch a movie, I'm like, I wasn't feeling them. I wasn't liking them. I don't like them. But I liked everybody. Everybody in this movie. There's this guy, this douchebag guy. And I say douchebag because he was just a pain in the ass in the movie. Because he's like the only one that doesn't turn into a zombie guy. He was hilarious as well. The whole cast was dope. Blood-wise, holy crap balls. I loved it because it's that over the top. It's just, you know, ankle... It's just crazy. Yes, tons of blood. My kind of movie. It's a fun watch, like I keep saying. It's a fun watch. It's not going for any Oscars here, okay? I bet you on set it would have been really cool. I bet you there was a lot of bloopers on that set during it because it just seemed like really fun. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so people, that's it. I'm done with this review. I give it a thumbs up. If I had to give it 1 out of 5 popcorns for love and the time of monsters, I'd probably give it a 4 out of 5. You know, it wasn't like, wow, this is so awesome. But, you know, it was fun. It's a fun watch. That's why it gets 4 out of 5. Like I said, you can go check it out if you want. Okay. Video on demand, DVD everywhere. Available on iTunes and Amazon. And the website is called loveinthetimeofmonsters.com. It's a cool movie. And if you want to follow them on Twitter, you can follow them at Uncle Slavko. That's where they're at. So that's it for me, my review. If you check it out, feel free to let me know what you thought about it. Wherever you're listening to this, leave a comment below, all that good stuff. If you want to check out some more of my stuff, my reviews, all that good stuff, check out my blog, iwatchmike.com. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Mike the Movie Guy, iwatchmike on Facebook. And I think that's it for now. Man, you just go to my blog. Everything's there as well. All right? I don't want to go down the list. All right? So have a good one. Have a great weekend, Labor Day weekend. I'll talk to you later. Peace out.